What's up, what's up, what's up, what's up, man? All right, guys, as you guys can see, I'm out here in Bucharest, Romania. You see that building right behind me? That's a parliament building. That's supposed to be one of the biggest buildings in the world, believe it or not. I think it's supposed to be number one or number two in size. But this right behind me, guys, is one of the biggest buildings in the world. All right, guys, so I'm walking through Bucharest. I've been here for about 12 hours. This is the first day I'm walking around town. And here are my first thoughts of Romania. This town is boring as fuck, okay? You know in the movies how they show communist countries as being like gray and the people are like, you know, I don't want to say rude, but the people are like depressed and unfriendly and that everything is gray and boring. Well, that stereotype is actually very, very, very true, as you guys can see. It's a very, very, it's a very boring country. Let's just leave it at that. So I'm here in Bucharest. I'm probably gonna be here for 2 days. And then after that, I'm gonna go to another Romanian city up in the mountains. Maybe that'll have a little bit more life or culture to it. And after that, I'm gonna bail. As you guys know, I'm gonna go throughout the Balkan countries, Syria, Serbia, Moldova, wherever, maybe Ukraine. But my initial thoughts about this place, guys, is that it's boring as fuck. Now, the only way you can make this place work is if you know people who can, you know, guide you to the more fun stuff around. As you guys know, Andrew Tate lives in Romania. So if he's living in Romania, that means that there's an inner, you know, party going on there that the average Romanian doesn't know of. Kind of like Egypt. By the way, guys, driving through this country at night is kind of like driving in Egypt, you know? Except Egypt has sunshine and, you know, Egypt right now is actually pretty damn good. I'd hate to say it, but I'd probably be better off in Egypt now than Romania just when it comes to the life. Now, of course, we don't have white women in Egypt, but other than that, I'd rather be in Egypt over Romania. It's actually a cheap country. That's good. The food here is cheap, at least by American standards, it's cheap. You can get like a big ass shawarma sandwich for the equivalent of like $5, but that's a big ass sandwich. I'm gonna go shopping tonight for my groceries and stuff like that. I'm gonna let you know how much it would be to eat chicken and vegetables. As you guys know, I'm on chicken and vegetables. That's all I eat, because that's the healthy stuff. So I'll let you know the cost of living in this country. My Airbnb is about $30 a night. Now, if I took it by the week or by the month, you know, if I took it by the month, it's probably gonna be half of that, you know. Word up, you can get yourself a good apartment around $200 to $300 a month in Bucharest. So if this country has some life to it, you know, if I meet some exciting people here and there, I probably will consider Romania as a place where I can hang out. Business-wise, it's either going to be Romania or Hungary. I'm going to show you some of the city behind me, guys, over there. As you guys can see, gray buildings, communist-era buildings. You know, they're not really... They're more of an eyesore than anything else. But it is what it is what it is. So, nothing much you can do about that. I have to keep my eyes open because people here are like Egypt. They they're really not that good at driving. They're kind of reckless, so I have to keep my eyes open while I'm walking around. As you can see behind me, guys, the idiots here are wearing masks. I don't know why. It's not like the police is gonna shoot you in the back of the head. But, yeah, it is what it is, guys. As you guys see, I've been all over. You know, I was in Rome the other day, no mask. Hell, I was on the plane, you know, for a couple of seconds, no mask. I was on the train, no mask, you know. Nobody cares, guys. Everybody knows that this is a scam, so nobody cares, really. I don't know why idiots walk around with a mask. Maybe it's because they want to fit in or they think it's, you know, I'm the cool kids. But whatever the case is, gentlemen, this is Romania. As you guys can, again, see, I'm just going to give you a look at the country. No, that's fucking cars all over there. So I'm going to start looking at some of the places that expats go to, because let me tell you something. As somebody from Egypt, okay, you don't want to be where the... It's okay to go to the coffee shop, to the food shops, where the local people go to, because that's where you're going to find the cheap stuff, you know. Why spend $10 on a gourmet cup of coffee when you can go to the local, you know, cafe and get it for like $1.50, right? So, same thing with food, you know. Why go to a high-class supermarket, get a pound of chicken for $10 when you can go to the local people grocers and you get it for, you know, maybe $1.50, $2 a pound for chicken? So, like I mentioned, I'm gonna start hooking up with some expats today. Start going to some of the more exciting places. When you guys go to a third worlded poverty stricken country like Romania, it's definitely okay for you to take advantage of the cost of living like a local. But when it comes to your social circle, you gotta elevate yourself. And by that I mean you have to go into a higher stratosphere. You guys have to remember, as Americans, the fact that we are Americans already makes us top 1% in this country. So this is why we tell you, status is by far the most important thing ever. Because your status as a Westerner, as an American in particular, right? Especially if you come from, you know, as you guys know, I've been all over America, Miami, New York, LA, Las Vegas. You know, if I was from fucking Kentucky, nobody's gonna give a damn. But when you've been all over America like me, especially when you have an IMDb page as an actor, oh yeah, that just elevates you to like top 1%. Even though in America you probably wouldn't be all that but again, in a third worlded poverty stricken country, guys, status here is by far the most important thing there is. So I'm gonna be making another video for you guys after tonight, let you know what's going on. Again, my take about Romania as of right now, for somebody who's been all over the world, it's not exciting. It has a dreary culture to it. It has a culture of depression, but it's not something that's exciting for me. You know, I just don't find this country appealing. You know, I liked Vietnam. Vietnam had some flavor to it. You know, the people were active here, as you guys can clearly see. The people here are not that active. It's dark, it's gray, it's groomy, it's gloomy. It's just a boring place, in all honesty, more than anything else. But again, if you go into a higher social circle around here, especially if you can like travel, shit like that, because you know the people here, if they have money, of course, you know they're gonna travel, and but you know they're not gonna stay in a boring country like this. They're gonna travel and have fun. So this is what you guys gotta do. You guys, again, I cannot stress this enough. When you are in a country like Romania, two things you wanna do. Number one, you wanna take advantage of the daily life of a local. You know, get yourself a good apartment for $200, maybe $300 a month. You know, eat their cheap food. But when you live socially, live like a king. Because again, as a Westerner, especially as an American, your status is already up there. If you have an IMDb page, if you have anything in America where people can look at and they're like, oh my God, this guy is, you know, something, something in America. Boom, that's automatically gonna put you top 1%. So that's gonna be my video for you guys today. Give you a look around behind me. So this is Romania right here. This is Bucharest, guys. This is it, guys. This is as good as it's gonna get, unless of course you can get yourself in a higher social circle. Alright guys, talk to you later. Peace.